from WXXI News. This is Connections. I'm Evan Dawson. Our connection this hour goes back to a songwriting session a number of years ago when the legendary WXXIer and WRUR Scott Regan was going through a notebook. Song names, you know how musicians have notebooks of lyrics and song titles and music, sometimes finished, sometimes half-finished, sometimes refinished. Scott saw something in there that caught his eye. Song title, Never Go Drinking on an Empty Heart. And he thought, man, this is a great song title. And talking to a friend, realized, well, that song never got done. Scott Regan, take that. Run with it, man. And Scott got to thinking that, you know, maybe all of his friends should write a song with that title. Don't Go Drinking on an Empty Heart. That was the seed that eventually grew into a project that I think is brilliant, and no surprise, people like Frank DeBlaise and others have called it a genius concept. The idea is, if all of Rochester wrote the same song, now, they're not writing the same song, you're not getting everybody written together in one room and collaborating, you're giving these wonderful songwriters a song title and seeing what they do with it when they've got it. So that opening year, Don't Go Drinking on an Empty Heart, they sold out of Pronunzio's Uptown Music during the 2015 Rochester Fringe Festival. Year two, the song title was You'll Thank Me Later, two sold-out shows. And this year they're going to Hochstein to accommodate people who didn't get tickets in the previous 2 years, so it's going to be a wonderful event. The name of the song this year, How Did We Get Here? How did we get here? What makes you, if you're writing a song with How Did We Get Here, where does your brain go? I can tell you. But let me welcome the people behind this concept. We're going to hear some music this hour. There's some guitars in the studio. It's going to be a wonderful way to end the week. And Scott Regan, co-creator of All of Rochester, wrote the same song, and of course, host of Open Tunings. Is that, the story is close to correct? Is that roughly right?
It's close. Hi, Evan. Nice to see you again.
I love this. We're going to have some fun this hour. It's going to be great. Sarah Long Hendershot, co-creator of All of Rochester, wrote the same song. Sarah, it's great to have you here, and we're going to have some fun this hour, too.
Yes, we are.
Thanks, Evan. Awesome to have you. Steve Piper, who's going to grab a guitar, yes? Is that true?
I that's what they told me, yes. If there's one within reach, I'll grab it.
That's the only reason you're here. Why else are you here?
For the free water. I mean,
yeah,
it's
the
really
free water.
It's WXXI.
Oh, it is such good water. Madeline McQueen is also here. Great to see you, Madeline. Thanks for being here. Fred and Alex Vine are going to be joining us here. So, Scott, let's make sure we got the story essentially correct. Jeff Riles was involved. Tell us what was going on here.
Well, I was at a party at Jeff's house, and he is a great songwriter. I've always wanted to see—he records at home, and I always wanted to see his home recording studio. So he took me downstairs, and it was a little tiny closet. I couldn't believe it. You know, he's a big guy, and he basically just fits in there. And there was a book on the table, and I sort of say, could I take a look at this? And he says, sure. So the first page is like two columns of song titles. And I looked down and I saw I'd Never Go Drinking on an Empty Heart. And I, wow, what a great title. And he said, I never finished that song. I said, you're kidding. I mean, really, it's a great title. And those are hard to come by, you know. And I said, I'm going to steal that song. It's yours. And he said, okay, go ahead, take it. It's yours. And so I went and wrote a couple of songs with that title and decided I'd tell all my friends. We were a lot of people going to the same place at the Flipside every week, once a week, and a lot of songwriters hung out there, and I told everyone to write a song called that and not to tell Jeff. They kept on appearing, you know, and there'd be another one and another one. And then Sarah is the one who really got it going with the doing a whole show of it. She took it, and she's the sole creator.
So you are like the dingbat, like Practical Joker, have fun. Sarah is like the professional,
exactly.
The brains of this exactly. organization. Okay, it all makes sense. Did you write a song with that title, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Two.
I love that. It really is up there with the great song titles. Like, you know, I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy. And there's some, it's a fabulous title. So, Sarah, why don't you kind of come in here and tell me then how it becomes a show?
Well, I moved to Rochester in 2002, and I heard about the Flipside and eventually made my way over there. And this was a bar that had this magical open mic night once a week. And somehow, you know, all the right people found that place, and it turned into kind of a Rochester treasure. And I started going to people's shows that I met there, and I kept hearing this song, Don't Go Drinking on an Empty Heart, like every show I went to. I'm like, what is going on here? So I had a conversation with Scott, and I said, you know, aren't there, I think there's enough, there's got to be 25 of them. There's got to be enough to have a show with just those songs. And he said, well, you know, people have been talking about it for years, but nobody's actually made it happen. And it happened to be the month when the Fringe Festival was taking show ideas. And so I thought, you know what, I'm just going to write it up and pitch it to Fringe. And it was accepted. And I had no idea how it was going to fly, how many people we would get. So we chose Bernunzios because the Bernunzios are wonderful members of the music community in Rochester, very supportive of local musicians. And their store is beautiful. The walls are lined with vintage and antique instruments. And I thought, what a perfect place to have it. They happen to be a Fringe venue. So they were happy to take part, and we pulled together the first year, and it was a really huge success. So we sold out 100 seats, which is all they can fit in Bernunzio's, and that's like pushing everything to the wall.
Yeah, I can't believe they get 100 yeah. there.
I know. And there were a lot of people who wanted to get in that couldn't get in, that were very disappointed. So the following year, got together with a group of people and tossed around a lot of song title ideas. And I think it was Steve that might have come up with You'll Thank Me Later. It was during one of our sessions.
Could have been. I have ideas, of course.
So, right?
Yeah, that was back in 15.
We thought, okay, well, we'll do two shows and see if we can fill two shows.
Yeah.
And we easily sold out two shows, and there was another group of people that were very disappointed they couldn't get in. So we thought, all right, we need to find another venue. And we took it out of Fringe. We love Fringe, and I would like to bring another show to Fringe, but this kind of outgrew that, just that time and that space. We couldn't find a right venue for it, so we decided to take it out of Fringe and do it at Hochstein. And what a gorgeous, gorgeous Rochester treasure Hochstein is.
You got that right. Tomorrow night. The song title, How Did We Get Here? Tomorrow night, 7:30 at Hochstein. The doors open at 7. You can get tickets for $15 in advance or 20 at the door. How many different performances tomorrow night, Sarah?
19.
19 versions of How Did We Get Here? Is every one of them going to be like a reflection on the election, or what's going to be?
No, you would think, it might be, but it didn't turn out that way, which I think is probably...
No, it's a good thing. It's good to have diversity of ideas there. It's good, and I'm mostly kidding, but no, it's just fascinating because, you know, Steve, when you get a song title, if you're coming up with it, it's one thing. If it's in your own notebook and it's been there for years, maybe you've got your own ideas on what it eventually becomes. It's another if someone says, "I need you to write a song," and here's the title.
Right.
So, do you sit with it for a while? Do you force yourself to grab onto it? Do you wait till something comes to you? I mean, what's the process like for you?
Well, probably all of the above. And I didn't do one this year. I actually had an idea that I kind of like, and I started working on it. And then I felt, I'm going to be in the backup band, and I had to learn 13 songs, so I really kind of didn't want to, and I didn't feel like it, I wanted to be in the spotlight for that.
This year?
This year, no, I'm
so
not.
So why are you here?
Why am I here? Because...
he's in the house
wait,
band.
I can come
are
up
you
with
kidding?
An answer for that. There must be an answer.
Because Steve is always one of our favorite guests, and you are going to play one of your past versions, aren't you?
I could do that, yeah. I did write a song for Don't Go Drinking, and
yes.
That I just rattled around in my head, and I was in the bathtub. No, really, I was. Don't laugh at that. I sometimes take... No, okay. But I bathe occasionally. Do you find that also you come up with great ideas in the bathtub?
Sure.
I came up with...
I'm rarely holding a guitar in the shower.
Yeah. I learned that early on. So I came up with what I thought was a kind of comic twist on it. And I wrote it pretty quickly. I actually finished it when I was vacuuming the living room.
We're going to get Steve in every part of his
songs,
house.
Every part of his house. If I wrote more songs, our place would be immaculate. But I don't. So that's the story.
Madeline, for you, when you're given, how many years have you, done all three?
No, this is my first year.
Oh, it's your first. Okay. Yeah. So how did we get here? Someone hands that to you, and you think about what you want to do with it. What's your process as a songwriter?
This one came very quickly because of the election.
Some did go that route.
Yes.
Some did.
Inevitably.
Right.
Yeah.
So as soon as I saw it, I knew that that's what I wanted it to be about, was the state of the nation and world. So it came really quickly, which is my favorite way to write songs.
Are you someone who writes the music and works in lyrics to music that you love, or do you have lyrics and you find music that will fit?
Lyrics usually first, mm-hmm. I think. Yeah. When I was in school, I went to Berklee College of Music for 3 semesters, and I was studying songwriting. So I was given a lot of assignments that were like, write within these parameters, and then you're kind of off to do that. So they're my favorite kind of assignments.
And so, Madeline, given that you did sort of go in that political direction, which mm-hmm. inevitably when you've got a couple dozen people writing about a song with the title, How Did We Get Here? No matter your political persuasion, by the way, listeners, it's not a political statement. I mean, everybody would go there in different directions. But I'm curious to know if you look at tomorrow night with, it's going to be fun. Of course, mm-hmm. it's always fun.
Yeah.
But is it important to you? I mean, how, as a performer, do you feel putting a song like that out there?
I'm really excited because I haven't done anything like politically charged ever with my own music. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. seeing this title was like the perfect opportunity to do that, which was really exciting. And I always have a good time performing, so I'm not worried that it would sink down the mood or anything.
Sure.
If anything, I think it's more an empowering song okay. than anything else. So, yeah, just bring a little intensity to it.
Sarah Long-Hendershot, what are the rules this hour? We get to hear past performances, is that right? We can't
yes.
give away the material that's going to be played tomorrow, is that correct?
That's correct. And I would let somebody do like maybe one verse and chorus.
Well, that would be cool. Madeline, did you bring your guitar?
I don't have a guitar, but I can.
We have several around.
Well, I see a couple kicking around yeah. here. That's all I'm saying.
Good is choice. That,
there's a few kicking around here.
I can give you a little politically charged song.
maybe a verse or so.
Yes.
Sarah, you've heard them all now, right?
Oh, yes. Many times.
Several times.
So this is the softball of the hour, but I'm dead serious when I say it. One of the things that always amazes me is the quality of songwriting talent here in Rochester. Isn't it amazing?
Absolutely. It's shocking. You know, I probably, like everybody, have made several multi-state trips across the country and have been kind of dismayed by the homogenization of the country. Everywhere you go, you see the same stores. And I was thinking the other day that it's the artists, it's the songwriters and the musicians and the dancers and the writers that give a place a sense of self. And I think that Rochester is incredibly rich with talented, creative people. And they're the ones that give Rochester its identity and its sense of self. They're creating new things that you can't find anywhere else that you go. And I thought, you know, what a perfect opportunity to celebrate that. This town has phenomenal musicians and songwriters, and it's such a pleasure to empower them to take part in a show like this.
Well, maybe you travel and you don't like the lack of options there, but there's one stretch of Myrtle Beach of 1 mile where there's 4 Red Lobsters in a mile. I want you to know that. I want you to know. You can eat 3 different meals in 1 hour in 1 mile stretch of Myrtle Beach and still have another Red Lobster visit.
Yeah, but
can you find a place to park?
No. Amazingly, they're all full. All these people. It's just very popular. We're having fun with the people behind If All Rochester Wrote the Same Song. Check out the website, ifallrochesterwrotethesamesong.com. And the event is tomorrow night at Hochstein Performance Hall. Doors open at 7. The performances start at 7:30, as you heard from Sarah. 19 different performances. All of the song title, How Did We Get Here? This is the 3rd year. The 1st year, Don't Go Drinking on an Empty Heart. The 2nd year, You'll Thank Me Later. And now, How Did We Get Here? Scott Regan, you want to give us a little idea about how you might pick up? How Did We Get Here?
I did.
Okay, so do you pick it up and do you resist a political urge, or do you think whatever sort of organically comes to me with this kind of a theme, you go with? What's your process like?
I like the way you said let sit for a while. Mm-hmm. And that's basically what I did, and what I usually do is sort of let it sit, and then it sort of starts resonating. And this was very peculiar for me. I was driving back from a hockey game at Lakeshore Arena, and coming down 390, there was a detour for construction. It was about 11 o'clock at night, and something happened in the traffic. And as soon as it happened, I realized that's my song. And it's sort of a metaphor, a political metaphor, although I don't think anyone really knows that unless we tell them. So,
but I do now.
I like people to think that it's actually more than what it just a sort of a traffic sure. incident. But it's basically, you know, about somebody grabbing a powerful machine and having no moral compass with it.
I don't know what you're referring to, but Scott Regan is the co-creator of All Rochester, wrote the same song.
I'm talking about a big truck. It's about a big truck.
That's what I thought you were talking about. Just a truck. Just a piece of machinery. That's all he's talking about. Tomorrow night, How Did We Get Here is the third iteration of If All Rochester Wrote the Same Song. Such a great idea that Scott Regan sort of stumbled upon and Sarah Long Hendershot cleaned up and turned into a really packageable actual show. So, and here we are with year three. In a second, we're going to hear some music. I want to grab a phone call. Gary has a question for our panel. Go ahead, Gary.
Hi, Evan. Thank you.
Sure.
I've heard some of these names bandied about in the past, and it's great that they're doing this show. And I think there was that woman, Sarah, I think her name is, mentioned this place, The Flip Side. But if I wanted to hear them more than just once a year, where would I go to find out where these people like Piper and Scott and Sarah are playing? Thanks.
Great question, Gary. Where are we going to find where do you guys perform?
I have one thing I can say about that is that Sarah's playing tonight at the Little Theater in the Cafe with her band Jane Mutiny. You can see Sarah tonight at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's one. Where do you perform, Madeline?
My next show is November 20th at the Bug Jar. Fully female fronted showcase. Put on by Floated Magazine.
Steve, if you're not vacuuming, can people hear you? Or bathing?
Neither of those. I play in a band with Scott. Watkins and the Rapiers plays here and there. Let me finish that sentence first. A lot of us will play at the Little Theater Cafe, which I highly recommend. There's 5, sometimes 6 nights a week music, and it really covers a lot of different styles. And the other thing I wanted to say is that what Sarah has wanted to do over the years is get more and more people from different age groups, and I think one of the really great things about this year is there are people that I had never heard, like Madeline here, who I think is wonderful, and I'd never heard of her. And so now she's playing, I get to back her up. So I forgot the question you asked me, but that's the answer, unless you need more.
I love it. As your agent for Watkins and the Rapiers, you're terrible at self-promoting. I want you to know that.
Yeah.
Because you said that you play here and there, which is very specific.
Well, we've refined that skill over the years. We used to be more accessible.
You used to play more there, now it's here and there.
Yeah.
That's good. And
sometimes we aren't sure where. No, we play a lot. Where does Watkins play? Well, the several members of Watkins are in this show. I should stop
tomorrow
there.
Night.
Correct. And there are a number of places, not a lot of places, where
people can play individually. The Christmas show.
We should mention the Christmas. You do that because I seem to be rambling a bit.
I love your rambling.
Thank you, Scott.
Go ahead. You want to mention the Christmas show?
We are going to be doing, I'm not sure, last year it was called Christmas in the...
It's Christmas in December, yes.
Yeah, Christmas in December. That's the name of the show.
That was the name of the show.
At the Little Theater in Theater One, the big show, the big theater, on December 20th. So,
and we did some research on this year's title, and I think We may go with, I know it's shocking, but it's Christmas in December again. But that's not finalized yet. We're doing some market research.
I'm a big fan. Oh, we have gone off the rails already. We haven't even heard any music. Who's going to play first for us? Sarah, you're in charge. I'm just following Sarah Long Hendershot's lead, since you're sort of the czar of the show.
Well, let's leave Madeline a little bit, and let's have Steve do last year's song, or Don't Go Drinking.
Okay, yeah.
Can we do them?
Yeah, let me walk across the room and get a guitar.
Okay.
Cover for me, Evan.
I will. I'm going to ask Sarah one question while you get your guitar ready there. Sarah, the first year when you do Don't Go Drinking, and you're doing, you know, one show of it, when the songs came in, did you decide to do a show after you heard all the things and said, wait a second, this is awesome, we need to do this as a real show, or was this like a leap of faith? We're going to give all these songwriters a song title, and we're going to do a public performance, and it better be good.
The first one, Don't Go Drinking on an Empty Heart, I had heard pretty much everybody's. And I went around and I asked, okay, who else has one? And I started, you know, I would ask Scott or whoever else, who else do you know that has one? And I wrote down as many as I could and contacted those people. And so those were all a known quantity.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the second year where we opened it up to everyone. I actually listened to all the songs and chose the one. We received several more than we could use in the show. And so they had to be curated a little bit, which was a very, very difficult task. So difficult, in fact, that this year there was an anonymous panel that evaluated the songs and chose the ones that were going to be in the show.
Wonderful. Well, this is from the first year they did If All of Rochester Wrote the Same Song, Don't Go Drinking on an Empty Heart. Steve Piper's going to play us his version.
Yeah. Well, with your permission, I'm not going to do the whole thing. I think you'll be glad that I said that. But I only want to do, I'm only going to do the first verse because I hadn't thought about this in a year.
It's your world, Steve.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right. It was meant to be kind of tongue-in-cheek, and let's see it. Don't go drinking on an empty heart, my daddy said to me. It's like he had this crystal ball and saw what was to be. I never dreamed that you would leave me. I never thought you'd be untrue. Now my battle with the bottle has left me broke and blue. Okay, here's the silly part. Now my daddy, he loved the Opry, and he loved them country songs, Harlan, Hank, and Lefty could never do no wrong. So he'd sit up with his guitar and he'd try to write his own. I guess that's when I first learned what it's like to be alone. A little bit more. He'd say, don't take no wooden nickels. Always keep your powder dry. A man's gotta do what a man's gotta do. So look him in the eye. I didn't always know just what he meant. Sometimes I wouldn't have a clue. But the best line he came up with has turned out to be true. And it's, you know, it's don't go drinking on it. That's the idea. You know, a little tongue-in-cheek. Harlan, I got to mention Harlan and Hank. And I'm sure your listeners all know that I meant Harlan Howard and Hank Laughlin. Or I could have meant Hank Williams. Not Junior, though. Sorry.
Yeah, I actually thought Hank Williams.
Good, but yeah.
But not Junior.
Good.
He's gone in a different direction for you.
He has gone. He left a long time ago, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where he is now.
Maybe he went drinking on an empty
heart. Probably a wonderful guy. Okay, thank you.
Steve Piper's version.
Thank you.
Scott Regan, are you going to play anything for us today?
Come on, Scott.
I honestly don't think I could remember the lyrics.
Oh, you are copying.
You know, it's
out.
Funny. I have this this thing I do in the morning, and I've spent 3 hours doing something, and then I get out of it and I don't. My brain is all scrambled.
Scott,
do you know what I mean?
No,
Evan?
No, I don't. No, Scott, listen. There are people who still come after me because you know Connections is on and they want even more Scott Regan. They want Scott Regan all day long. And when they heard there was a chance that you were going to have your axe out here and you're going to play us a little tune. You're not getting out of this. Can you give us a verse?
I really might not remember the.
How about a verse?
Yeah. If you get to the harmony part, I'll sing harmony if I remember it.
Billy got his gun.
That's it.
Mary brought the flask. Now they're on the run. Never stopped to ask. Was it just for fun? Never thought twice. Should have held it all together. It's falling all apart. Don't go drinking on an empty heart. Billy found his girl with Mary's only love. Now they left this world with the angels up above. They should have thought it through before the final round, and the whiskey came unglued and the bodies hit the ground. Should have held it all together. It's falling all apart. Don't go drinking on an empty heart. Don't go drinking on an empty heart. Don't go drinking. Don't go drinking. Don't go drinking. It's just not smart thinking with your heart. From the edge of town, we watched them drive away. Two people half unwound in a beat-up Chevrolet. Could hear that engine moan till it was almost out of sight, like some faraway trombone in the quiet of the night. Should have held it all together. It's falling all apart. Don't go drinking on an empty heart. Don't go drinking on an empty heart. Don't go drinking. Don't go drinking. Don't go drinking. It's just not smart thinking with your heart. That's the last we ever heard. Years just slipped away. Then someone got a word that just the other day, this young guy came to town, tattooed with a crest, with a rose and crown, these words across his chest. Bright red letters, read before you start. Don't go drinking on an empty heart. Don't go drinking on an empty heart. Don't go drinking on an empty heart.
That was great. That was wonderful.
Don't remember. Beautiful.
Yeah.
And look at that. Look at the harmonies there. We had a little three-parter going there.
Yeah. You know, what's really fun is this one was a murder ballad, and we've had a few of those, and Steve did a country tune. But the diversity in the styles of music is one of the really, really fun things about the show.
Did you say murder ballad?
Yes.
Is that a genre?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I know murder ballads. I could think of it. I didn't think of it as an actual category.
Well, Nick Cave, I believe, has an album entitled Murder Ballads. Do you know Nick Cave? He's an Australian.
I thought you said Nick Cage. I was not that interested.
No. Nick Cave.
Nick Cave.
Yeah. Okay. And he has an album of murder ballads. It's a fine old tradition.
Well, that was fun. That was beautiful little harmony too.
Thank you.
Scott Regan, thank you for that. Was that Scott or was that Watkins that we just heard?
That was Scott. Well, Watkins.
Watkins
does,
the song.
Yeah.
Okay. We Queen, who is, by the way, you're online where? Where can people find your music?
I just came out with, thank you, a new EP that's on Spotify, and all of the info you would need is on MadelineMcQueen.com.
MadelineMcQueen.com.
Yeah.
MadelineMcQueen.com. And so I was going to ask you what the song's titled. I know what it's titled.
Yes.
That's
well,
the theme.
It's funny at rehearsals. Definitely. Oh, what song is this?
Oh, it's How Did We Get Here?
They're all the same
title.
I started writing the titles on the top of my lead sheets, and I realized that I really didn't need to do that.
Let's see.
How did we get here?
So I abbreviated it. I didn't write it all out.
All right.
I can do this. All right. So usually I play a ukulele. I usually play an electric ukulele.
I'm sorry. So are we taking you out of your element here?
No, I'm starting to write on guitar, but I'm just warning you.
Okay.
I do have a ukulele, but
there's a ukulele under the table. Don't look.
Yeah, don't look. I couldn't play it on there. Anyways,
yeah, sorry,
let me see. What do you want, a chorus or a verse and a chorus?
Yeah, give us a verse and a chorus.
Yeah.
That's great.
All right. Let me see.
Steve knows this on guitar, too.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I guess you do. TV. The only thing we can do is keep screaming, 'cause we've got the good of the world on our side. Yeah, we've got the power to keep peace alive. It will be done along with his team. But how did we get here? We let the world turn while we were so consumed with pride that we stopped feeling. How did we get here? No longer cause for concern. We were too tired to learn, numb to the tragedy. As long as it's not too close to our feet, how did we get here?
I think that's all they can give us, yeah, but that's excellent, beautiful.
Yay.
And Steve with the beautiful backing work there, nicely done. That's nicely. Are you on most of the tunes, Steve?
I think I'm on 13 out of
that's great.
Of 19. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Has it been fun for you to see the diversity of approaches and styles there?
Very much, very much. And I shouldn't say this, but I've really put a lot of time into learning the songs. That way, I shouldn't say it, because if I make mistakes tomorrow night, they'll say, you should have done more. But it's been a lot of fun. It's great to be able to play different sort of styles. And let me just say one other thing. One thing I like about accompanying people is that it reminds me to just be quiet and listen and don't try to do too much. You know, I think, and that's a good exercise for me, because sometimes I try to do too much.
No, right? I mean, a beautiful voice and a performer like Madeline, and I'm trying to avoid asking Madeline
great.
Direct questions about this because we have to save it for tomorrow.
That's right.
But
yes.
I will just say, so one more question I would ask you is, are you happy with how it came out? How do you feel about the song?
About mine?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with it.
I mean, it's clearly a blunt, emotional song.
It is, and I accidentally sang the last verse instead of the first, so the
people
first are a little
surprised.
More... emotionally charged, but
you could have just pled the fifth. No one would have known that. Now,
I know.
Now you're in trouble with Sarah.
But now everyone maybe will want to know the first few.
Exactly.
Verses.
I'm with you. There we go.
That's perfect.
It's called a teaser.
Yeah.
That's very good. Very good. So Madeline is one of 19 performers of If All Rochester Wrote the Same Song tomorrow night at Hochstein. Performances start at 7:30. Tickets available right now. Go to ifallrochesterwrotethesamesong.com. You can get them at Record Archive, Bop Shop Records, or online. The link to it there, and we'll link to it for you on the podcast page. $15 in advance, $20 at the door. And yes, it has sold out in the past. That's why we went to this bigger bigger venue for this year. We are late for our only break of the hour. By the way, that was beautiful.
Thank
beautiful
you.
Stuff. And looking forward to that. When we come back, we're going to meet some of the other folks who are going to be performing a little bit for us here. There's more guitars in the studio. What a great way to end the week with. You just heard Madeline McQueen and Steve Piper performing. Sarah Long Hendrick and Scott Regan are the co-creators of If All Rochester Wrote the Same Song. The title this year, How Did We Get Here? And we're going to hear a little bit more of maybe some past versions, talk a little bit about more what's coming up tomorrow night when we come back. I'm Evan Dawson. Monday on The Next Connections, a new book takes a look at all the research we can find on happiness. What truly makes people happy? What about money? What's its role? Friendships, relationships, religion, and more. Examining Our Happiness, first hour. Second hour, 25 years after REM's Automatic for the People came out, we take a look at one of the most unconventional rock albums of all time. That's Monday. And welcome back. I'm Evan Dawson. Let's get a question from a listener on Twitter. Mike is wondering, he says, great, great show this afternoon. I've got tickets for the show tomorrow night, but was wondering about the performers tomorrow. In the past, there has been spoken word by Jeff Spivak, for example. What about this year? That's from Mike. Sarah?
Yes, there will be a performance by Jeff Spivak along with his partner in crime, Martha O'Connor. And I think personally, I think it's by far his best yet. It's wonderful.
And if you've seen any in the past, that's quite a statement, because he's an amazing writer. And
oh my gosh, yeah,
the story he tells in this year's song is incredible.
Just be back if you're listening, and I know you are because you got nothing to do these afternoons. We joke. Jeff is brilliant. Jeff is one of those guys who, when you sit down with him and talk to him, you think, I cannot keep up with you intellectually. Thank goodness you have a kind enough heart to let me try. And Jeff, I still want to sit down and chat with you right here on Connections whenever it works for you. So I know you're listening, Jeff. Jeff's going to be there with Martha O'Connor tomorrow night. 19 different performances for If All Rochester Wrote the Same Song. And want to welcome to the studio Fred and Alex Vine, who are here. Hello, Fred.
Hi, Evan. How are you?
Hi, Alex.
How's
good.
It going?
Very good. Fred and Alex Vine, who coincidentally have the same last name. Fred, tell us about you guys. People haven't heard your music.
Well,
get a little close to that mic for me. There you go. Yeah,
there we go.
All
right.
You're at singing distance, but talking distance is closer. There you go.
All righty then. Here we go.
So tell us about, Fred and Alex Vine, music, what you guys, I know we're going to hear from you in a second here, but tell us about your music.
Well, lately what we've been doing is putting a duet together. We call ourselves
Divines.
I see what you did there.
Mm-hmm.
I see what you did there.
And it's been, this is a thrill for me to play with my son. This is a dream come true. I've been waiting to do this all his life, and we're starting to do it right now.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. Great stuff. When did you pick up a guitar for the first time, Alex?
When I was big enough, probably 7, 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it was younger than that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because when he was about 4, I bought him a soprano uke, which is an instrument
that's
about a foot and a half long. And I just laid it around the house and just see. I didn't force him to do anything. I just wanted to see if he'd pick up on it. And pretty soon he was going, "Where's brown tar? Where's brown tar?"
and in some ways getting him used to the feeling of holding on to something?
Yeah, right. And just see if he acclimated to strings and see if he had that vibe,
So they're going to play a tune for us, and it's not going to be what you're hearing tomorrow night. But Fred, you want to give us a sense for how you approach something like If All Rochester Wrote the Same Song?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I missed the first show, Don't Go Drinking on an Empty Harp, but I was so moved by the title, like everybody else in town was today, that I actually wrote a song after the show.
Oh, wow.
And I was unaware of the fact that the following year there was going to be another show, and when the second year's title came out, I looked at the title. I couldn't believe it, because the second year's title was part of the song that I had created entitled Don't Go Drinking on an Empty Heart.
What? Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
The year two title was You'll Thank Me Later.
Right.
And You'll Thank Me Later was part of the song?
Part of the lyrics to the song that I had written, Don't Go Drinking on an Empty Heart. So
Come on. So we cheated.
We had him open the show the second year because we thought he was the perfect segue between the 2 years.
Threading them together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Outstanding. Yeah. That's great. And then you're performing tomorrow night?
Yes, indeed.
For How Did We Get Here? And how do you sort of absorb something like that? What's your approach as a songwriter?
Well, I was listening to what Scott was saying. And when I first heard the title, I just let it sit on the table for a while. I wrote the title down and just let it stew, which is what I usually do. And the lyrics came to me percolating around in my head. And I talked to Sarah about topics and things, and she said, you might want to steer away from the politically loaded lyrics because a lot of other people are going to be jumping on that bandwagon. And that was easy to do. And I just kind of free associated the lyrics and tried to tie them all together with the song title. And apparently it worked.
It worked.
And you and Alex are going to play a little tune for us now. What are you going to play for us now?
Well, this song is a tune that I wrote. It's called I Got a New Orleans Heart.
All right.
All right.
Let's listen. Fred and Alex Vine.
I got Satchmo on in the kitchen on a cold and wintry night. When I'm out here cooking, it helps me season things just right. Drinking coffee with chicory, like the folks in New Orleans do. And we're all gonna share a little gumbo before
before this night is through. Well, I can make a bitch and gumbo with a deep dark brew. Wild berry pie and jambalaya too, I ain't lying. Got a New Orleans heart. I can make a bitch and gumbo with a deep dark brew. Wild berry pie and jambalaya too, I ain't lying. I got a New Orleans heart. I love to walk down Frenchman Street. I could listen all night long. On a desert island, well that's the music I'd have on. Good times and brotherhood is what it's all about. Looking out at a northern sky, but my heart is way down south. Well, I can make a vision gumbo with a deep dark brew. Wild berry pie and jambalaya too, I ain't lying. I got a New Orleans heart. Talk about it, boy. Times and brotherhood is what it's all about. I'm looking out at a northern sky, but my heart is way down south. Well, I can make a bitch and gumbo with a deep dark brew. Wild berry pie and jambalaya too, I ain't lying. I got a New Orleans heart.
Beautiful. What kind of gumbo were you making?
A bitchin' gumbo.
I think that's the most that word's ever been said on this show. This is not Scott Regan's show. For you, that's probably commonplace down WRUR.
Oh, no, no. We refrain from all that.
Oh, you do. You do. It's very genteel. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Fred, so I do want to ask you as a dad, getting the chance to play with Alex now. There was a great little moment where, in the third time through the chorus, he cranked up to a higher harmony, and you kind of just gave this little look over. I mean, I'm sure you've heard him do it before, but it was a nice little look between father and son, and I'm not even sure you realized you did it, but it was. What's going through your mind when you're in that moment, and you look around and you say, that guy next to me who's killing it is my son?
It brings tears to my eyes. I mean, oftentimes when we're playing out, I get really emotionally moved by what's going on, not only musically, but the fact that my son and I are playing music together. It's a magical thing.
It was magical. It was great to hear. And Alex, playing with your dad?
I always feel like super at home, like comfortable playing with him. It's just like I can really have fun on the guitar because like we've played so much together that I just know what I'm doing, like where, and it's just.
It's
great.
Like by osmosis. We've been playing together for a long period of time.
Yeah, you can see it. You can hear it. That's a beauty. I guess that's technically a Divine's song.
Yes, it is. And Alex writes tunes as well.
Yeah, I have this one song that I wrote, and it's about how I used to skip school back in the day, go skateboarding in this abandoned parking lot, and. I call it What Happened to the Love because I just remember it being like super sunny outside and like it was just like one of the happiest moments of my life.
Can you play a little for us?
Yeah.
We got time to probably get through at least a verse and a chorus if you can do that.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's do that.
Just gonna slide the cape on. All right. What happened to the love? What happened to the compassion? What happened to the love? And
Now everybody's worried about rations. I can remember that we used to dance in the sun. The thought of it gets me high. I can remember that when it would rain, we would just run nowhere. Just for fun, what happened to the love? What happened to the love?
Yes. I don't want to put you guys out, but we're going to need to do this every Friday at 1. We got to close every week.
It could be the new flip side.
Yeah, honestly, yes. You know, I mean, the news is a little heavy. It's nice to have the week's close like this. Hope you're enjoying it to our listeners. And if you're just popping in and you're saying, wow, they've got great music on Connections today. Fred and Alex Vine playing for us here. Just a little bit of the work that they do. That was one of Alex's tunes. But they're going to be playing. You're going to be there tomorrow night as well?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So
he's going to be joining me on guitar. He's going to be putting some hot licks on my song.
Very good. Are you excited about this tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I've been looking forward to this for a long time.
Alex, more exciting to you to perform your tune or see what everybody else is doing?
I'm a music lover. I'm going to have a blast there tomorrow. I'm just going to take it all in and enjoy the day.
All right, if you've not been to the previous two iterations of If All Rochester Wrote the Same Song, and you're planning to go out tomorrow night for the show that starts at 7:30, doors open at 7 at Hochstein. Tickets $15 in advance, $20 at the door. You can get them now at Record Archive, Bop Shop, or online. And their website is ifallrochesterwrotethesamesong.com. If you have not been out, and you know there's going to be 19 performances, but why don't you set a little bit of the scene? Sarah, what's the scene going to be like tomorrow for people who are going to be going to Hochstein?
Well, we have a host. He's actor-comedian Michael Koldan, and he kind of ties it all together. We're going to have some raffles going on during the show, and it's basically a big party and a terrific good time. And it's actually... I know a lot of musicians who are involved look forward to it because the green room is a little bit legendary. The show we actually live stream the show. It's filmed and we live stream it into the green room onto a large screen TV. So all the musicians are in there hanging out together, having a blast.
How did you get away this hour with only adding a little backing vocal? I mean, shouldn't there have been more of you on this?
Well, you know, I sang a song, I did the first one, Don't Go Drinking on an Empty Heart. I did write a song, I performed it, but the show got so big and there's so much involved that I didn't have time to put into the song. I wrote one this year, I submitted it to the panel and it was accepted, but I just have so much to take care of that I didn't have time to invest in the song.
All right, we got to figure something out here because in about 40 seconds, we usually dead roll the show music to close the week, but we really should just have, there's guitars in here. You guys just want to like play, I do not care what you guys play.
Let's all play something.
Yeah. Absolutely. So just so you know, as they grab their guitars, they're going to take us to the end. And I just want to thank Scott Regan, Sarah Long Hendershot, Steve Piper, Madeline McQueen, Fred and Alex Vine, all here. Thanks to everybody. Have a great time tomorrow night with If All Rochester Wrote the Same Song, the song title, How Did We Get Here? You get to find out how they all composed their song. So have a great week. Our thanks to John Andrus, the engineer, Audrey Sample, the intern, Megan Mack, producer. I'm Evan Dawson, and their music takes us to the weekend. Go ahead, guys.
Think fast. Come on. Good man.
I once had a girl, or should I say, she once had me. She showed me her room, isn't it good, Norwegian wood. Asked me to stay and she told me to sit anywhere. I looked around and I noticed
harvest, there wasn't a chair.